Michelle and Martha, you guys are up.
It is going to jump in. Yep.
That's just normal.
Okay, so good morning. I'm Michelle Atkinson, and I am what's called an environmental horticulture agent. Martha and I both work for the University of Florida and the Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, what we call IFAS, if you hear that acronym a lot. So in environmental horticulture, I work with the landscape professionals. In Florida, we have pesticide and fertilizer licensing. That might be foreign to some of your states to have a fertilizer license. But I work with the landscape professionals and teaching those licenses to them.
And I'm Martha Glenn, and I work in Manatee County also, and I'm the ornamental production agent there. So I deal with nurseries, greenhouses, sod farms, allied trade. So to give you a little bit of background about our county, we have over 300,000 acres in production agriculture. We are total value of agriculture economic impact is $2.36 billion in our county. We rank sixth out of 67 counties in Florida as far as sales is concerned. We have over 30,000 jobs in agriculture and natural resources. So we thought, what can we do to help our industry, whether it's in agriculture or natural resources, which kind of combines both of us? So we thought, you know, maybe what we could do. I'm going to turn that. Okay, so what could we do? So we thought, you know, maybe we could set up a program that helped to provide skilled laborers. So we thought, you know, let's not take necessarily the child, the student that's going to go to college. I mean, we have a lot of urban areas and a lot of individuals that really aren't going to be able to afford to go to college, aren't thinking about it at all. And so we decided, well, we would take 16 to 18-year-olds and try to give them some skills, though, because at that age they have no idea what they want to do, and try to provide some skills for them that they could get some kind of agricultural job or in the nurseries or in landscaping that would help them, and they would have a step up because they would have skilled laborers. And it would be very beneficial to our industry also. So we did that, and we did offer these teens training. We started out with 2 days. We've only had 1 year. We are changing a little bit, but we did partner with Manatee County, the school district. What happened was we kept trying to think, how do you get 16 to 18-year-old students to come to this? We thought we were going to have it in the summer. Well, if they didn't have jobs, they weren't going to get up and come to this. We applied for some grants, which unfortunately didn't get because we thought we could pay them. You know, have it a mini job. Well, that didn't work out. But then the school board came to me and they said, what can you do for some of our kids, some of our at-risk kids? So we said, okay, we know what we can do. So it was actually curriculum. So it was during the school year, the school district actually paid to have substitutes. They brought the ag teachers in with them, and they brought these children in by bus, and we had different high schools that came. We had 4 different high schools that we could pull from that had FFA programs. And, you know, we started the program that way. So,
okay. So again, I work with the landscape folks. Martha works with the nursery folks, and they're constantly having problems finding skilled labor. So we really were trying to address that need. In our county, we have a fertilizer ordinance that requires anyone who works in the landscaping industry, anyone, tree trimmers, anyone, to have a 3-hour educational class. It's a certificate class. And it's mainly centered around water quality issues because it's such a huge issue in Florida. And so it's talking about not allowing the grass clippings to go down the drains, sweeping up any fertilizers that may be spilled. Even if you don't have a fertilizer license, you still have to attend this class in Manatee County and get the certificate to be able to work in the industry. So this was one of the classes that we provided to them. It's the Landscape Best Management Certificate or Best Management Practices Certificate Training, so that these students were able to get the certification, and that makes them a little more attractive to the industry folks when it comes to hiring. And hopefully gets them a little more money walking in the door if this is the job that they want to apply for.
Okay, so again, I deal with nurseries. What can I do to help the nursery industry? And what would be interesting to these students? So I thought, something gross. And they call me the bug lady, so I thought that would work. So we decided to do integrated pest management, and to start with that, giving them best management practices that they could use, very simple, very, you know, the basics. And we also kind of geared it on scouting. We gave them all hand lenses. We had microscopes set up all throughout the room. We had different diseases, different insects, you know, and it was up to them to begin with, do you know what that is? And, of course, they loved using gadgets. They loved using the little hand lenses. And, you know, it's beneficial because we took just very key insects that we have in our industry. And it kind of goes on both sides, both the landscape and the nursery side. So we introduced them mainly to insects this time. So, and actually they really liked it. So we came up with easy techniques that they could come up with. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so insect identification is the first step of IPM, as we're all probably very familiar with. So we definitely wanted to teach them how to not only find where the insects lie under the leaves and whatnot, but to identify the insect. Working with pesticide licensing, that's, you know, key, is before you spray, you need to know what you're spraying and how to treat it. So that was really important to be able to identify those insects. And they had a great time finding them. You know, it becomes a scavenger hunt. And so we had a great time with them out there.
Yes, who could find the most?
Yeah.
And who could find the grossest thing? So tomato hornworms were very popular. So as far as the outreach is concerned, yes, we did teach them about different pests. We did introduce them a little bit to diseases, but we mainly geared it more towards insects. We taught them, again, the integrated pest management and practices and the best management practices to just put that thought into their head. Even if they decided that they didn't want to have a career in agriculture and go ahead and work out in the field, because there's not a lot. I mean, we are a fairly urban county that has had a tremendous amount of agriculture, and it's becoming more and more urban because we're right along the coast. So, you know, what do we do? So, you know, we wanted them to have some kind of idea of what they might be able to do other than go out and work in McDonald's or something where they weren't trained at all. So we did teach them, showed them how to install trees, to plant in pots for nurseries. We talked to them about invasive plants. They're really a problem in our area. And here. And we did talk to them about, you know, just different sustainable management practices in turf, in using fertilizers and pesticides. We gave them different ideas about, instead of just going towards a chemical, which is what most people think about, to use different cultural practices, different mechanical practices that they could use instead of, and of course the insect identification.
Okay, so how do we teach them all those wonderful things? Well, you know, with high school kids, you can't just sit and talk to them for hours on end because you'll lose them. So, of course, we did hands-on demonstrations by taking them out into the fields, showing them the crops and the insect ID, which was fun. We had some discussions with them about what kinds of jobs are available. My kids are in high school, and it's very popular right now to get a landscaping job because they can make more money doing that than they can at McDonald's or, you know, Home Depot or some of those other places that teenagers sometimes work in. So a lot of them are getting into the field with no knowledge or experience. So we wanted to get, you know, that into the discussion about how there are safety issues that they need to be concerned with and how to address those. We played some educational games. Everybody's familiar with Pesticide Jeopardy. Well, we modified that a little bit. and then, of course, had some presentations as well.
Okay, so we did do a pre and a post test. And we not only had it on paper, but we also had different things that they wanted to ID. And we did a 6-month follow-up survey. So we actually came out with really good results. We had 91% of the attendees showed knowledge gain, which is, you know, for high schoolers when they're sitting there. That's not a bad thing. And 82% actually acknowledged that they understood more about the agriculture industry and natural resources, and that they had changed their perception and would certainly consider a career in agriculture. And 85% stated that in the 6-month follow-up that they had changed some kind of practice. And so I asked them, well, how did you do that? And what did you change? Because I wanted to know, you know, exactly what. Okay, so, and they, you know, we told them, well, they said, actually, that they changed, like, fertilizer practices. When they would fertilize or how much they would fertilize. Because, you know, some of these kids were trying to do this at home now. They changed how they watered, which is a great thing. There were just many, many different things, but they were some really, two really good examples. They actually, another one that they said, instead of going out with a can of Raid, they used cultural practices, and they changed different things. So it was really pretty incredible on the different changes that they had.
So part of the landscape best management practices that we talk about is pruning palm trees. Many of you probably don't talk about that in your states, but there are appropriate ways to prune a palm tree. And so it's always fun when you're talking about these kinds of things because they start telling on their parents, you know, oh, that's not how we do it, which is great because then they take that home and hopefully educate that household as well. So, you know, we feel that this is really important in preparing a student. Not only is it helping them broaden their knowledge base, but also we have our clientele and our industry that we work with closely. And they really need this. There's not a lot of folks that are going into these jobs, so they need these skilled labor resources. So it's not only good for the industry, but it's also good for the students because now they have a skill that they can bring in and maybe get compensated a little more for having that.
Just to add a little bit more to that, in the nursery industry in Manatee County, the average age is 59. We just don't have the youth coming into it. We're going to be in so much trouble in the United States if we don't do something. And that was another point of this program. So.
Well, and also with the landscape industry, it's hot. Florida is hot. And a lot of these folks that enter into this industry don't realize what's involved with it. So at least prepping the students to let them know a little bit of what's out there and what they will really be doing instead of the industry flipping constantly, which is what they're doing now. You know, they don't have a real high retention rate.
Okay, so the next step. We've actually, and I've been talking to my advisory committee and to the different members of the nursery industry in our county and, you know, trying to convince them, yes, and actually some of them have already taken some interns and have them working after school. That's one of the steps. We're considering a career day. And this will be a little bit different than the career day for college because we already have that. So that I think probably all of us have. So we're looking at a career day where we have landscapers, we have nursery guys coming and talking to these people, and they can apply for jobs at that point. These kids, a lot of them were actually at the younger age of 16, so we're actually talking about having them for a couple more years and adding more to their toolbox of skills. So that would be helpful. We definitely would like to take it off-site. We had planned on doing that. But this was our first year, and we went through the administrator at the school board. She said, this is a date I can do. This is a date we can do. Well, she didn't check to make sure that it wasn't homecoming at one of the big high schools. And for the second day, because we had planned on 2 days to start with. So I said, no, we can't do that. You know, we don't want to make this something that the kids didn't like. You know, that would definitely put a negative connotation to this program. So we actually kind of slid it into a very large and very long day. But we did, you know, we also would like to incorporate different, you know, safety issues, whether it be in the nursery or, you know, equipment in the landscape business. So those are some of the things that we thought we would change.
So every time we have a high school program or any program, you guys are probably familiar with this kid, right? The one who stands there. So I went up to him after, you know, a little while and said, "Hey, dude, what is going on?" And he said, "Mom, you always bring me to these things." So, you'll be bringing them all. Okay, so I think we actually are just at our time. So, thank you.